show, cruising along, live from Greenville, North Carolina. Operating from the Steve Griffith Show Greenville studios today. Tonight, Donald Trump, the president, bringing his traveling road show here. Now, my next guest was up in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania yesterday, watching the kickoff of Women for Trump. You know, so don't be confused. Just because you see some radical leftists out there getting a lot of press and how Donald Trump is this and that and everything else, there's a whole host of people, millions of women that are supporting the president. Dr. Tom Borelli here, contributor to Conservative Review, TV commentator, former science fellow for the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Science. Man, this guy has got a lot of things on his business card. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be back.
Always good to have you, my friend. So tell me about that. You were there for this event. I know your wife got the nod. I think she's co-chair of this entire Women for Trump push for 2020. Tell me about the event.
Well, Steve, it was an amazing event. Just imagine that. Dr. Borelli there surrounded by 1,000 women. Some people know what they're doing.
Yowza!
No, obviously, it was a great event. Deneen was announced as one of the co-chairs of Women for Trump 2020. It's a coalition designed to empower women, educate women, give them the tools to go out and reach their friends to make sure President Trump gets reelected. It was an amazing event. Such strong speakers. Laura Trump was there. Mercedes Slapp was there. Katrina Pearson. Deneen Borelli, obviously. And these other women, Kayleigh McEnany, formerly of the RNC, really strong women giving the real speeches and data for women for the importance of reelecting President Trump. It was a great event.
You know, and this all comes with the backdrop of everything that's going on with these four far-left women in Congress, Tlaib, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Presley, right? All these four that are getting all the attention. And with Gayle King on CBS this morning, AOC offered a pretty blunt warning to Nancy Pelosi, because I believe this little dust-up with Donald Trump is going to be short-lived, because they're going to turn around and start attacking Nancy Pelosi again, Joe Biden again, moderate Democrats like Henry Cuellar of Texas and Lacey Clay of Missouri. These folks are all going to get the heat because Ocasio says, listen, we are women of color, so you better keep that in mind whenever you come to us. So really, the defining part of their existence is the fact that they are women of color. And acknowledge that fact that we are women of color. So when you do single us out, be aware of that and what you're doing, especially because some of us are getting death threats, because some of us are being singled out because of our backgrounds, because of our experience, and so forth. These women are playing intimidation politics and identity politics. Your thoughts?
No, absolutely, Steve. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, I would have thought, by the way, that the race card would have been done years ago. How wrong was I on that one? Whatever you talk about these women, they just go to that defense. It's because you're a racist. Whether it's Pelosi, whether it's Trump, it doesn't matter. All roads lead to, if you disagree with me, you're a racist, which is absolutely outrageous. But I think the good news in all of this is the fact that they are branding the Democrat Party as the radical party that it is. Having the four of them on a morning broadcast like CBS News is great advertising. Just how far and how lost the Democrat Party is, let alone their press conference. They are out of control. They're doing great damage, I think, to the Democrat Party, and I think that's really good news moving forward to the 2020 election.
I don't disagree with you because, you know, I talk to, and I know you have some Democrat friends as well, but when I say Democrat friends, I mean people that supported Ted Kennedy and Walter Mondale and John Kennedy and so forth. Mainstream moderate to blue dog Democrats, and yes, there's a lot of them live in the wild. They just don't happen to get elected anymore, and that's why Donald Trump won in Michigan and won in Pennsylvania and won in Wisconsin, because those people were already turned off by a radicalized Democrat Party, and they're seeing more of it. And when it's on CBS Morning News with Gayle King giving them, you know, soft questions. And people are seeing just how far out, and everything's based on their identity. Everything's based on race. The fact that they have terrible ideas and terrible arguments is meaningless. And I think you're right, Tom. It's great advertising, but not for them, for the Republicans.
Oh, absolutely. And remember, the Democrats took the House of Representatives because they were able to win those swing districts in suburban areas. And remember, they won those because the Democratic candidates that were running, they ran against Nancy Pelosi. In fact, some of them said they were going to vote against Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker if they were to take the House of Representatives. Well, now, believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi is a moderate in the Democrat Party because of these four are so far left.
Which is insane because Nancy Pelosi is certainly not a moderate. And, you know,
correct.
We had that conversation last night, Ivy and I did, about, you know, 10 years ago, Nancy Pelosi was a far-left Democrat. Now she's mainstream moderate. And, in fact, look at everything that's being done on the campaign trail for the presidential candidates and how far left they're being dragged. And if Elizabeth Warren becomes your standard bearer, which I think is maybe your favorite at this point with the five people that are polling reasonably well, makes me think she could be in a run for it. But she can be so far left, she's damaged goods. Dr. Tom Borelli, I'll give you the last word.
No, absolutely. The whole party has gotten so far left. It is just frightening. Remember, we thought Bernie Sanders was too far to the left. Now everybody has joined him. It's an incredible change, and the rate of change is really frightening. But then again, I think the American people, especially from that great state of Michigan where you're from, the people in the Midwest
right.
have a lot of common sense, as well as in Ohio, Wisconsin,
and I trust them.
And Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, you know, you're right. A lot of people are supporting vocally Bernie Sanders. But when you say everybody has joined him, yeah, everybody on the far left and those in the primaries. But, Tom, always great to have you here. And look forward to talking to your wife, Janine, sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Great. Have a great day.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Still to come, Danielle D'Souza will be here, a member of the Women for Trump Coalition, on the Steve Gruber Show.